hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio today, we got several guests, as well as Bill the Engineer, hopped up on oxycodone, a narcotic that is similar to Percocet. Should make things very interesting.
I don't know. Things seem just the same as always, except for you, for some reason, seem to be wearing a purple tutu, and I don't understand why that is, and I don't know why that makes me the strange one.
Well, you know, you had to do it because you had some surgery done this week, and ironically, today's Dan tip is about diving while medicated.
Yes, I've been trying to read this off of the CD. Mm-hmm. So far it hasn't worked, but I'm going to keep trying.
In between the pink elephants, you can make out a letter here and there, but you can't seem to put them together in a logical.
Yeah, they're not coming out as sentences.
Process. I'm losing track.
Yes, to now, some point.
Yeah, as I said, special guest in the studio. You just heard Pete chime in there. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guy. How you doing?
Pete, better known as NetDoc on scubaboard.com, a fine little community of online divers. And, well, there are divers in the real world as well, but they like to commune online there at scubaboard.com. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I want to get a cyber diver specialty going for one of these agencies. You heard about the new agent, the new certification that came out with Patty, right?
Which one's that?
The pool diver.
The pool diver.
Can find water.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Really? They got a confined water certification.
A confined water certification.
And the purpose of this would be for what sense?
Probably so you could dive in confined water. That would be my guess.
Okay. Well, that would make sense, I guess. But I guess
if you're
limited.
Yes, actually, that's right.
Or aquariums. Yeah. Okay.
Big aquariums. There's a few things out there they want to make so divers can go in there without being without getting the full open water certification. They still have to know most of the stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a little bit different.
Sewer systems?
Sewer diver?
Now we're getting a little crappy here, okay?
Oh! Don't bring up anything that has anything to do with bowels around building.
Only consonants?
Well, it goes back only to that. Consonants.
That goes back to the surgery I was telling you about.
There you go. Was it a lobotomy, or can we discuss the nature of the surgery?
We could, but we shouldn't.
Let's just put it this way. Bill had a pain in his butt that he had resolved this week.
And I still have a pain in my butt, as it turns out.
But he can't
feel
it.
Two of them now.
He can't feel it because he's on oxycodone.
Well, he would have to have feelings.
Yeah.
Feelings.
Now, we have Mermaid Angela in the studio with us today, who is also a registered nurse here to take care of Bill's medical issues. Is that right, Angela?
She has so far not offered to change my dressing.
Hey, you didn't ask.
You like me to ask?
Was it dressing or dress?
I would love to change your dressing.
Oh, how nice.
Angela is a team player, mm-hmm. and she's willing to do things that we just care not to, you know? But that's part of the gig. That's what nurses do, exactly.
I hear she has a lace dressing for him.
Is that it, really?
A lace
really?
Dressing, sure.
Mm, interesting. All right. So how you doing,
Angela?
Hope it
matches.
I'm doing good, Greg.
How you doing? good.
Doing
so,
good.
You know, we got a full crew in the studio today. We're going to talk about diving and kind of, you know, catch up with a few things on what we've been trying to accomplish on this show over the last few weeks, because I've been traveling like a maniac.
Yes, you have. We're trying to accomplish something. Wait a minute. I didn't know this.
Well.
We have goals?
No.
Okay.
I may have placed the bar a little bit too high. So, as anyone who's listened before knows that it's usually quite low. So, we'll just do...
In fact, that's sort of a deep bar, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Not set the bar high, it's that you set it deep.
Right. No, my point was is that I've been traveling so much lately, it's kind of catch-up day on a few things like viewer mail and things we haven't been able to get to the last couple of weeks. I was in Austin, Texas this week.
Oh, were you?
Of all things, yes. And I was there for a radio show.
Isn't that the $6 million city? Well, that's Steve Austin. Sorry, my mistake.
Oh, I think you're right.
The drugs have set in.
Oh, they set in a while back, actually. Expect a lot of that.
I mean, that joke was worse than one of mine. I'm not sure you can get to that level, but it was.
Yeah, just understand that Bill is the only one who has an excuse today. Okay, all we can claim is that, maybe we've been drinking or something. We can make up on the fly. But Bill has a God's honest excuse for the nonsense he spews for the next 2 hours.
Surface narcosis is something to embrace.
Good point. All right, so I'm in Austin, Texas at the NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters show. And this is where, all the radio managers, stations across the country come together for a few days, and they, talk shop about, broadcast equipment, microphone technology, all this kind of goofy technical stuff. And then just affiliate like shows like Scuba Radio or The World of Boating. We go out there with our network, Business Talk Radio and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And we kind of, kiss babies, shake hands, that kind of thing. Kind of, interact with some of the station managers to say, hey, did you know Scuba Radio was out there? You ought to pick the show up.
Did you?
I kind of wish you'd have told me you were going to the NAB, because I understand you can get some really good oxycodone and Oxycontin at the NAB. I hear there are some really good contacts there.
Yeah, well, at most shows, you go to a trade show and they'll have these little bowl of mints.
They never trade at these shows.
Yeah. It's on a different level when you're dealing with the NAB.
But why do they call them a trade show when you never trade?
Well, you trade ideas. So maybe that's why.
And in radio, the true currency of radio is actually T-shirts, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It's not money.
And I this is the first NAB show that I did in about 4 years ago. I went, and Rush Limbaugh was there, Sean Hannity, Alan Combs, a whole bunch of radio people you see on TV, Fox News, here on the radio, that kind of thing.
Cool. A whole bunch of radio people you see on TV.
Yeah, well,
Seem odd to you.
Sean Hannity, Alan Combs.
Earlier, he referred to them as viewers, okay? And I'm like, okay, it's a radio show. How do we have viewers?
Hey, we've had viewer mail forever and ever and ever, and it doesn't pay to try to correct him.
We're painting a picture in your mind, and we know how disgusting it is. It's basically you can't do it in real life. You have to think of it mentally, and we know how twisted our listenership is, so hey.
We have lots of paint thinner.
We're right there with you. But anyway, so I'm at the show, right? And what's unique about the NAB show is that it's all these radio muckety-mucks, and they're walking around. And we didn't have as many highbrow talent this year as evidence of yours truly attending the event.
Since you managed to make the bar, huh?
Yes. It was me and Billy Bush from Access Hollywood were the headliners.
Billy Bush, okay.
So, anyway, I'm walking around the show, and we're wearing our Scuba Radio garb, our typical uniform.
I thought you wore T-shirts.
I actually kicked it up a notch for this show and wore our fishing shirts, our Scuba Radio fishing.
I'm thinking through my mind about the number of different...
That's a short trip.
Yeah, well... The number of different garbs that we've had for Scuba Radio. Let's see. We did have some
thongs.
Some thongs for a while. Mm-hmm. We had tube socks for a while, which we sold as singles, as I recall, not as pairs.
Yes. Well, we've matured
thong
over the years.
Male thongs?
Yeah.
Is that what they were?
Yes.
So, anyway, I decided
so just,
to...
just the fishing shirt, though, huh?
I decided to, attend the event clothed this time. So,
well, that's nice.
Yeah. But I had the huge Scuba Radio logo on the back of my shirt, and I was wearing some, fluorescent coral color fishing shirt. It looked quite festive, to say the least.
And, of course, a lot of the radio people saw me walking the show. And most people are wearing suits and stuff. And here I'm wearing shorts and a fishing shirt with a big-ass Scuba Radio logo on the back of it. And lo and behold, I got stopped more times than you could ever imagine, which goes to show you the power of scuba diving, and which brings me to my point.
Hold on.
How everybody looks at divers across the board.
Now, when you get stopped more times than you can imagine, you're making it sound complimentary. But when the words
like
are...
This wasn't even law enforcement.
I was going to say, can we please see your ID?
Yes.
Please, do you have identification? This is a private event. Can we please see your ID?
No, this was different than what typically happens out on the street late at night, which that might have happened later on 6th Street in Austin, Texas. At Coyote Ugly, but that was a totally different time frame. That was outside the show. I'm talking about inside the show in this little radio world. How many people I came across in radio that actually do scuba dive, just like in the real world when you're going out and friends see you that don't dive and you're wearing a scuba t-shirt or whatever the case may be, which identifies you as belonging to our little exclusive
an
dive
elite
club
group.
Yes, and everybody wants to be us.
How many people thought you were just wearing memorabilia from something which had gone off the air 10 years ago?
Well, maybe. Yeah,
I remember that show.
Exactly. No, actually, what most people came up to me, I was afraid that I was going to get a lot of people coming up to me and go, what, a radio show about diving? What are you, nuts?
We glub a lot.
Yeah, and no, it was just the opposite. They were like, hey, wait a minute. Scuba Radio? I'm not aware of this show. What is this all about? I'm a diver, and we start talking, and you know, I met this guy, believe it or not, in all of places, Alaska. He has some radio stations in Alaska.
You weren't in Alaska.
I wasn't, but he was from
you were in
Alaska,
Houston.
And
oh, okay,
he's an avid scuba diver, and he saw my shirt and came up, started talking to me. Next thing you know, 5 minutes later, we shared a few fish tales, just like every diver does.
A few fish tales. I figured the perfect name for him on Scuba Word would be Chili Willy.
Chili Willy may work. You know, it's ironic, but even people in Alaska dive, and one of the most popular places where they go, he was talking about ice diving, of course, but they hop on a plane and fly to Hawaii. And so, you know, and we've gotten many emails over the years from people in Alaska, believe it or not, that listen to Scuba Radio on their iPods or whatever the case may be.
We have thousands of them on Scuba Board that come from Alaska. I mean, it's really a huge, huge diving market that I think is overlooked.
Well, now, Pete, let's see if we get similar messages. Our messages from listeners in Alaska start, "Dear so-and-so, how dare you?" Do yours start the same way?
Yeah, not quite.
Okay.
Oh, wondering. Yes, they do. Come on now. Don't lie to me. That's the universal vibe, the thing that we have. I don't know. What my point is of this whole diatribe, a monologue, I don't know, depending on your perspective, is that, you know,
we're going to get to a point? How nice.
To a very exclusive group. And isn't it cool that everybody is envious of this?
We're cool. We're jamming.
It does. It kind of puts you in your place. Feel good. Pat yourself on the back.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Hey, coming up, we have a professional photographer, marine photographer, in the studio today. And we're going to give you a few underwater photo tips a little bit later on in the show. Also, a mermaid, Angela, is in the studio. She is responsible for the social lubricant being provided to today's cast members, and we need to thank her for that. She was also in the Bahamas with us in Andros. You remember that trip, right?
Yes.
Vaguely?
Yeah. Because I was lubing up everyone.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole nother show. However, that was at Coral Caverns Resort in Andros, and Lucia from that fine facility is on the line right now. How you doing, Lucia?
Did you go eat barbecue like I told you to on Thursday?
Eat barbecue. There's no excuse to not go eat barbecue every day, but I don't know.
No, like that place I told you.
Oh, in Austin, Texas. Yeah, exactly. No, we didn't. We didn't make it that far. We got to Coyote Ugly on 6th Avenue in Austin, Texas, and, well, the rest is
history.
Is it possible? Do you get an ownership discount at Coyote Ugly?
Oh!
I know he didn't feel good when I talked to him on the phone, so he must have had the large time.
Yeah, it was not bad. That's a fine facility, Coyote Ugly. Nice place to go unwind, for sure.
Yeah,
that's your hometown, isn't it, Lucia?
It is.
But it doesn't compare to Andros in the Bahamas, where you guys are located there at Coral Caverns Resort, especially this weekend. Is that right?
That's right. It is awesome today. You guys need to be down here diving. It's the best weather we've had since these storms moved through, and I think the viz has cleared up, and the diving's been great, and nobody's here. It's September, and we need you guys to come down.
Yeah, you know, because of the storms, everybody kind of pulls back on their travel plans. But once again, in between storms, or if there's not a storm in the Caribbean, or if even they, you know, project one, and 9 times out of 10, it never gets to your place. And once again, this was the case here. They said it was going to sweep through your area in the Bahamas, didn't make it, and you guys have perfect conditions, right?
We are blessed by the Chick Charneys on Andros. The weather never comes here.
Yes, the Chick Chorney, the mythical, actually it's not mythical, it's just you have to usually be, as they say, socially lubricated to view one there at the Coral Caverns dive bar. Is that right?
Angela's taking care of that today, huh?
Yep.
Yes.
Good for you, girl. Go, girl.
Yes, she's doing quite well at that indeed. So diving is good viz right now and the whole works or what?
Absolutely. Well, we're just hanging out. The boys from Denver, my CPAs, are here this weekend. So we were stuck in the office, and I told them we needed to go diving this afternoon. So I was waiting on you, and we're headed out to the reef as soon as I get off this phone.
Good deal. I know Mermaid Angela in particular is ready to come back over there and do some more, more diving and mermaiding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got to visit the snatch again.
Excuse me? That's a dive site.
Doug. Absolutely.
Yes.
In fact, that's where we're going this afternoon.
Oh, you lucky.
Yes. I'll tell her you said hey.
Okay.
Her?
Well, she is a girl.
Well, okay. Reef, you know, named a girl. Yeah, exactly.
We don't have to say it again, but
no,
you get the point.
Yes, we do. It's geographically formed. It looks like, well, I don't know.
The abyss.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's a dive site every diver should experience at least once, and definitely worth the adventure there at Coral Caverns Resort in Andros. Pete, how about you? Have you ever been over there? You haven't been to...
I have not been there. They have not been gracious enough to invite me yet.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, do not challenge Lucia like that.
I just did, didn't I?
You guys are welcome anytime. If they know you, we know you.
Good point.
And even if we don't know you, we want you to come.
This
hey, Lucia,
true.
I think that this is good for all the people who got blown out of the flower gardens. I don't know if you heard about that, Greg, but diving in the flower gardens has been curtailed until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So you can't go there. Go to Bahamas.
That's right. And you're not going to the Caymans anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going to Caymans anytime soon as well. So... Bahamas open for business, especially Andros there, where Coral Caverns Resort is located. Just like a 45-minute flight out of Fort Lauderdale. Bingo, you are in paradise.
Cool.
When it comes to diving. CoralCavernsResort.com. Go there, get the number, call up Lucia, book something today. Right, Luke?
You got it. Take care, guys.
All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Radio.
Are you ready?
ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
All right, coming up, we have a brand spanking new dam safety tip for you today on diving while meditating. Not that you should do it necessarily. However, just an interesting little tip that our friends from Dan will help you manage accordingly. Also,
dude, I can see myself.
Oh, boy.
Do they talk about lubed diving?
Lubed diving? Or
lubed diving. It's hard to get across in the radio when you're trying to get those bees.
Actually, to be fair, I mean, we kid a lot about that sort of thing. But, yes, they do talk about lubed diving at Dan, and they say don't. Pretty much it's a short conversation.
Yes. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
But anyway, you got that to look forward to here on the big show. Also, a quick little shout out. I said viewer mail, right? That we had to catch up on a little bit of this.
Yes, you did.
And, you know, when you go to scubaradio.com on the website, you can go to the banner and logo page and download logos for your website. And the only thing we ask in advance of you posting this on your website is emailing us. Yeah, well, yeah, please. Send money, please. Email us and let us know that you're doing this so we can kind of keep tabs on who's doing what. We don't want the Scuba Radio logo to show up on places that are not appropriate. There
okay,
are very
hold
few
on one second.
Those,
I was going to say,
me.
What places aren't appropriate? Church websites?
Oh, okay. Just don't back me into that corner, will you?
Okay,
please?
Just asking.
But we like to keep tabs on who's doing what. Here's one. Let's see. We're some of your fans from Indonesia, deepimages.multiply.com. They've asked if we can use the logo. Say, go for it. Island Divers here in Indonesia, they've done it, as well as Blue Marble Divers have asked us as well, and we thank you. And we'll give you a little shout-out just like that. If you email us and let us know first before you post the logo on your site.
At least they haven't lost their marbles.
Well, at least not yet.
Blue Marble Divers is actually a group of extraterrestrials that dive on our planet.
Did I mention that Bill, the producer, is on oxycodone today because he had some surgery done before today's broadcast?
I'm not sure that's actually affected my performance.
It hasn't.
It's improved it.
But now you have an excuse, and we can kind of put it in perspective for our listeners. See, we're here to help.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the dive master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, hooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, dooba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, Mermaid Angela was just asking me about the DEMA show. She's like, hey, is Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort going to be at the DEMA show? Of course she's going to be at the DEMA show in Las Vegas next month. Of course, we'll be there opening the show on stage. Mermaid Angela, not only celebrating her first DEMA show.
Her very first.
Yeah, but she will also be celebrating her birthday, which is a scary combination. It's a dangerous combination. You
19.
Know what I'm
saying?
19, at least.
The big 2-5.
Woo!
Whoa. I am stoked.
Yeah, it'll be a good time for her as well. You know, we're slowly but surely sucking her into our little family of mermaids and you know, debauchery.
I don't think slowly sucking her in is the operative word here. I don't think slowly should work in there at all.
Okay. She's getting properly lubricated.
She brought the lube, dude.
Well, good point. Yes. And but no, she's excited. I mean, I talked to her and she's really, you know, I say, hey, you know, when me and you, Pete, went, you know, diving for shark teeth.
That's right.
You're fired up on that. You want
to
go do the shark teeth thing.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
When are we going? Going Tuesday?
Let's go.
I don't know. Maybe we got to do that this week. You think?
We could go on the boat. I'd call Captain Jamie and get on the Aristocat, I'm sure.
Yeah, we go on the Aristocat or we go right off the beach there in Venice
Beach. Right off
beach.
The beach. Hey, I got Omega just sent me a new pair of flip fins to try out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, what's different about these? What do you mean? Oh, those flip things
that
where you
walk?
The ones
that flip up your knees. So you can walk right out in the surf. You don't have to sit there in the surf, put it on your fins. You do it on the car, then you just walk out.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Hey, hold on. What do you mean? The fins themselves flip up so that you've got, like...
Are you, like, on drugs or something?
No, seriously. So it's hinged and it locks up in the up position?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
It's one kick and it locks into place. And then when you're ready to walk out, you put your heel right there by your toes and hit a little switch. Switch is not good. A little catch. And the thing is spring-loaded. It comes right back up to your knees. So it's pointing straight up. So now you can walk without having the big fins in front of you.
Yeah. They look kind of like when they're flipped up, they remind me of ski boots.
Dude, they look geeky.
Yes.
I mean, I don't care how you cut it, but I don't care how they look as long as they work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll buy that. I don't know if they do, but I'm assuming
that explains
they
why I still have a job.
Okay. You say so. But yeah, we could try those out. Also, you know, I haven't taken you down on the lobster walk, but I got a report before the show today that the lobster are walking down in South Florida.
They're still
again.
Walking?
That there's a new phase, a new lobster walk. Maybe this is not a walk. Maybe it's just a soft little stroll through the reef.
Is this something like where they're being excluded from one nation and having to go to another? You know,
it's the trail of tails.
The trail of tails. The lobster walk, and they get together and they line up and march up and down the coast.
They're heading right out of
water,
Gitmo
or shallow
up to
water. Maybe I don't know if it's Gitmo or where they're coming from, but supposedly the storms out there.
Cuban
in the Caribbean.
Lobsters in there. They're leaving.
The Cuban lobster, Florida lobster, and Bahamas lobster, they all taste the same, which
Yum.
Is delicious. And you haven't seen a lobster walk, though, right?
I have not seen the number of lobsters you have, but I have seen a lobster walk, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so much.
I've seen them swim, too.
Oh. Scuba
Radio. How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 338. In a party emergency, your snorkel may be used as a beer bong.
Yes!
Although we don't officially endorse this kind of reckless behavior.
Attention, please! Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What are we discussing today, Jeff?
Drugs, Greg.
Now that's an answer I didn't expect. It surprises me. Drugs and diving can't be a good combination, so I wouldn't think it'd be a good safety tip.
Which is exactly why I'd like to discuss it. When I say drugs, I actually mean medications. Since more and more divers every year find themselves in situations where they have to integrate medications into their lives, naturally, diving while medicated is a question that's being asked more and more.
What kind of medications are we talking about?
All different kinds. Certainly too many to discuss individually.
But what kind of conditions are divers facing that require medication?
Well, it's no secret that we have more mature divers in the water than ever before. And like everyone else who reaches a certain age, these folks are facing medical conditions for the first time. Happily, there are lots of medicines and treatments keeping them healthy and on the move, but it's changing the diving landscape a bit for them.
There are also medical conditions that used to be an automatic no in diving, but aren't anymore.
You're right. Conditions like diabetes and asthma, for example, used to mean automatic preclusion from diving. But as we learn more about the conditions and the medications used to treat them, it's not an automatic answer anymore. We're also learning more about mood and emotional disorders. And as medicines are developed to help on that front, we need to learn about how they interact with diving.
So where do we start?
We start with encouraging any diver on medication to know it inside and out. Most medications have side effects, some mild, some not. But if any of the medication's side effects have the potential to affect a diver's safety, a diver needs to not only be aware of it, but be ready to adapt for it.
Give us an example.
Okay. There are some drugs out there whose side effects mirror signs and symptoms of DCI, including fatigue, dizziness, nausea, numbness, and tingling. So a diver is going to have to be extra aware to have some idea of whether the symptoms are present because of the medication or the dive. Other medications may interact with the pressure at depth to create an effect like nitrogen narcosis, which, as we know, reduces a diver's judgment and ability to make sound decisions. Still others affect electrolytes and fluid levels, which can directly affect diver's hydration. Muscle weakness can be a side effect.
Okay. I think we see what you're saying.
The point is, there are countless medications out there, each one of which is intended to do good. But each also comes with a set of considerations, so it's important to know your medication well.
So if a diver has medication as part of his or her life, what can be done to increase safety?
First and foremost, get your doctor involved. Have open and honest discussions with him or her on what kind of diving you'll be doing, and discuss what possible reactions there might be with your medication. Be sure to have follow-up discussions as well. Let your doctor know how your dive went, how you're feeling, anything you experienced, all that good stuff.
What if the doctor is not familiar with how diving might affect the medication?
Give Dan's medical information line a call. Our medics have lots of information on medications that are growing more common among divers. And if they don't have all the answers, they'll find you a medical professional in your area that will be familiar with diving.
Besides getting your doctor involved, what else should a medicated diver do?
Take the medication for a while, and definitely well in advance of any diving you plan to do. You need to give yourself time to let your body adjust to the medication, and you need to establish a surface baseline of how you feel on the meds, as well as any side effects you experience before you start adding in the depth and pressure factor.
And when you do start diving?
Take it slow, really slow. Start with conservative dive profiles and make sure you're diving with a buddy that knows you're diving on medication so they can help keep an eye out for any side effects that might impair your safety. Stay aware of how you're feeling and record everything after the dive.
Now, what about divers who aren't on medication every day but may use them as part of their diving?
You mean like anti-nausea medications or decongestants?
Yep.
Divers don't really do that, do they?
No, I'm asking strictly in the hypothetical.
Oh, well, if it's hypothetical, most of the rules did not change. Lots of divers find it necessary to take medications as part of their diving, but under no circumstances do we advocate self-medicating. Anytime you're considering mixing medication and diving, you should have a knowledgeable medical professional involved so you're aware of the risks, side effects, and any other important factors. If you've never taken a medication before, make sure you try it well in advance of a dive. And when you do dive, take it slow.
So when it comes to diving with medication, caution is the word of the day.
A little caution is never going to hurt you. The bottom line is that modern medication opens up a lot of wonderful possibilities for divers who might otherwise have to give up the sport. But diving while medicated is rather a new territory, and there's still a lot to learn. So yeah, taking it a little easy and erring on the conservative side is a good idea.
Never before have divers had more help in keeping them fit, active, and in the water. But sometimes that help has side effects. So if you're a diver taking medication, play it smart. Talk to your doctor, establish a surface baseline, and take it easy as you work your way back in the water. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Yes, you should do that indeed. And by the way, hour two, we're going to get into underwater photography. We have a friend of ours named Walker Stanberry in the studio with us today. He actually went on us with our little shark tooth dive a couple weeks ago. He's taking pictures today in the studio that hopefully will show up on scubaradio.com soon, just for fun and frolic. More like.
Sounds good to me.
He has a new toy I gave him, a new Olympus camera. We'll talk about that in an hour or two as well. And speaking of underwater imaging, have you seen this video that's been circulating? I've received this at least three or four times in the last month.
From Bubbles?
Yeah, so please quit emailing it to me. But I appreciate it, trust me. But there's a video circulating that I was just talking to Pete about here, about dolphins blowing bubble rings.
And swimming through them.
Yeah, and swimming through them. It's actually, you see divers blow bubbles, those kind of videos. We do it on some of the scuba radio videos. And it's one of the fun little tricks you learn as a diver, just sitting on the bottom and then blowing bubbles and then, getting pictures of it and just having fun, amusing yourself underwater.
Exactly. And having fun is the whole point of diving. Have you seen the video portion of the dolphins, though, where they're actually tying bubble animals underwater?
I have not seen that one. But what I have seen is them
blowing
bubbles, not horizontally, but vertically. Or no, horizontally, not vertically.
I think they're round bubbles. They're not. No,
they're round, but they're vertical. I mean, they're horizontal.
Make up your mind. Are they vertical or horizontal?
I don't know. It's magic. It almost looks like it's been photoshopped or some kind of special effect. It is pretty cool stuff.
Threats are good.
Wild dolphins blowing bubble rings. It's out there. I'm telling you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God!
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm gonna die.
World's first radio show.
I'm gonna hit a tree.
Devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the zip.
So, Ravi, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, great. You know, hey, we got that on video, by the way. We shot some high-definition video on the new Konica HDDV camera that we're in the process of editing and getting up on the website of yours truly. And Angela, for that matter, ziplining with ziplining, zipline.fiji. Or
you have the
Fiji,
change
whatever.
Of pants on video?
There was
well,
no change of pants.
There was no change of pants.
I smell that.
Yeah. There's a limit to how high definition you want that to be, I'll be honest.
Yeah, good point. Hey, I just did a search on YouTube for dolphins playing with bubbles or dolphin bubble
rings. You
found
it too, didn't you?
And it's right there, yeah. Over 2.5 million views. If you just do dolphin bubble rings on their search on YouTube, you'll find that video I'm talking about. It's quite impressive. And the bubble rings that these dolphins make evidently are done by some kind of vortex technique that they use. And it's quite impressive. Bill would really find this good. I didn't let him see the video because he's medicated right now.
I will tell you, I have always been excited about the fishing techniques of animals, including the dolphins. I've been studying it for years.
He
but
actually
not
makes
using,
sense right now. I'm looking
not
at
using
like,
not using YouTube. I've actually been I'm fascinated by the fact that we think we're the smartest creatures on this planet, but I got news.
There is a lucidity about him today that is just off the record.
Maybe this oxycodone.
I think it's improved him. I think it's been great.
It's brought him back to
it
Earth.
Focuses me.
Yes, maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but yeah, you ought to check out the video. If you're a diver, you definitely appreciate. What the dolphins can do, and
what
even
you
if
can't.
You're not.
Yes, and what we can't. That's a good point.
Yeah, we can. And you know, we were supposed to be, you know, diving with wild dolphins last week, and our little trip got blown out. So that, you know, it kind of ties in with that, too, and makes me go,
we're
going to reschedule that trip, that wild dolphin adventure.
Here's an experiment I've tried, which has gone badly, so you can avoid the experiment yourself in the future. Eating a lot of beans to try and create your own bubble net does not work as well as you might think.
Says you.
Technicolor farts.
Hey, we're here to experiment, and if it involves beans and underwater adventures, we're willing to go there. Hour two, we're going to talk about underwater photography. Stick around. Mermaid Angela in the studio, as well as Pete, better known as NetBot, from Scuba Board. And more adventures with Bill the Engineer and his medicated... well, you'll have to stick around hour two to find out where it goes from there.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.